630 WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. As Florida prepares to be introduced to the very dangerous Hurricane Irma, there are blunt words to residents of Miami Beach from that city's mayor.
Please, let's be safe, not sorry. We don't want heroes. Our first responders will not be able to help you as this hurricane hits. Please get out. Your own safety is number one priority.
Hurricane warnings are now in effect for South Florida and the Keys as hundreds of thousands flee to the north. Meanwhile, there are many people who are making plans to go to Florida.
Across the country, teams are gearing up for Hurricane Irma. This week, members of the New Jersey Army National Guard prepared for their deployments to Florida, where they'll help respond to any trouble the hurricane causes. From as far away as Minnesota, utility workers are on their way to Florida to help restore power quickly when the electricity goes out. Meanwhile, officials in South Carolina are keeping their eyes on the storm, urging residents to be ready to evacuate on Saturday. I'm Andrew Spencer.
After more than 40 years, there is apparently finally going to be closure in the Lyon sisters' case. The suspect in their deaths, 60-year-old Lloyd Lee Welch, is reportedly ready to plead guilty. Former prosecutor Debbie Hines, who is not involved in the Welch case, says there is a specific procedure that will be followed.
It has to go before the judge on Tuesday, and that is the procedure in any case of a guilty plea. The defendant has to actually admit to guilt in a courtroom before a judge on the record, and the judge technically accepts his guilt.
Welch is believed to have abducted the Lyon sisters from Wheaton Plaza in 1975, sexually assaulted them, then killed them and buried their remains in rural Virginia, where his family owns property. A local congressman wants the upcoming budget battle to include more money to fix the Memorial Bridge, and faster.
The Memorial Bridge is in terrible shape and needs a $250 million, basically, replacement.
Congressman Don Beyer, who represents Northern Virginia, says the current six-year plan will take too long and cost too much money instead.
And we'd like to really get a two-year plan, so we put an amendment to the appropriations bill asking the Secretary of Interior to just come up with a plan to get this thing paid for now.
Beyer says the Memorial Bridge carries about 70,000 cars a day. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County is getting tough on unresponsive landlords. The county is hiring more than a dozen new housing inspectors who will also be looking for code violations and poor conditions in rental apartments. The education secretary is moving ahead with her plan to change the way colleges handle allegations of sexual assault on campus.
Betsy DeVos has for months now been examining the guidance from the Obama administration that resulted in changes on college campuses when it comes to how sexual assault allegations are dealt with.
Survivors aren't well served when they are re-traumatized with appeal after appeal because the failed system failed the accused. And no student should be forced to sue their way to due process.
That last part was the result of the education secretary hearing from male students who claimed their lives were ruined after being falsely accused.
One person denied due process is one too many.
I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 21,785, the Nasdaq at 63,98. Sports, the Nationals win again, the Orioles lose, and the Chiefs beat the Patriots to open the NFL season. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. It's 4K a day on WMAL. The money starts falling from the sky Thursday the 14th. Details at WMAL.com. And listen here, 4K a day on WMAL.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com. What's better than Dunkin' Donuts hot coffee? How about free coffee for a year? Grab a large or extra large hot coffee for a chance to win just that and more. This is coffee. This is winning. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 13 plus and September 30th or while supplies last. For game, peace, and rules, go to sipPON.com.
805 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway and finally change for the better. Lanes have been reopened on the outer loop Bethesda near Old Georgetown Road where we had the broken down piece of construction equipment. It was there all morning rush hour. It's giving us delays back out of College Park. But by the time you get to the exit for 270, finally that's where we're seeing some relief starting to factor in. Now we have a couple broken downs, unfortunately. In the backups near New Hampshire Avenue. Watch, it was in the second lane from the right for the stalled car there on 270 southbound as you come up to Montgomery Village Avenue. Again, broken down. That was along the left side. Looks like second lane from the left there as well. Heading in through town, a little bit complicated with police direction here. If you use South Capitol Street and you head in the northbound direction from the Maryland DC line, it is a solid lineup past Chesapeake Street to Atlantic Street, and that's where the scene of the crash is, again with police still there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very good looking forecast as we head on through the next couple of days. That does include the upcoming weekend. Nice dry drive in this morning. We backed off the breeze a little bit today. Lots of sunshine, some clouds, 76. Tonight, partial clouds, 57. Saturday, a few clouds around. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs over the weekend, cool in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Chantilly, 50 in Bethesda, 56 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Floridians jam the highways to escape Irma. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
And good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us at 8:35, it's Brett Baer, anchor of special report for the Fox News Channel. And he'll have all the political news of the day this week and this coming weekend for us. I'm Mary Walter, along with Vince Colonies.
Hey, good morning.
Stop. Have a time.
I love that. I didn't even realize this was your bumper. It should be, though. Mary Catherine Hamm joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. Mary Catherine, good morning.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Excellent. So I should mention Mary Catherine's a senior writer at The Federalist, a CNN contributor, and the co-author of the book End of Discussion, and an all-around good person. And you've got, I want to start with the news of the day, which is the President of the United States has sort of been fighting with Congress. He did have dinner last night with Paul Ryan, but what do you make of kind of the headbutting that now is going on between the Republican leaders and the president?
I mean, sometimes in 2017, you just have to be like, well, there you go. And I do think, like, this is a classic Trump move and something that, frankly, during the primaries when people were discussing whether he should be the nominee, I was like, don't we think maybe it's possible he has more affinity for Chuck Schumer, a New York Democrat, since he was a longtime New York Democrat as well, and that might prove problematic in the future when he's trying to work with Republicans, but maybe kind of wants to work with Democrats? And now we have this deal. And the thing that worries me most about this deal is that there's another cliff in December, and I don't know what Chuck Schumer is going to get out of him then.
Right.
That's what worries me.
The concessions are the worry, but that maybe that the president won't be able to get all of the things he wants as they face yet another fiscal cliff. It's interesting. The other thing we're hearing, you know, Paul Ryan is basically saying, I wasn't furious, despite what you're hearing. I wasn't mad at the president, which is pretty funny. But you've also got this idea that the debt ceiling may actually evaporate, that Chuck Schumer and President Trump are working behind the scenes now to be like, hey, let's get rid of the debt ceiling entirely. Paul Ryan says he's against that. Are you?
Yeah, I'm definitely against that because, we have to have some kind of governing mechanism for how much fake money we're spending. I get that, and this is one of my issues with Trump, because fiscal responsibility is something that I'm actually very interested in, and I don't think he is. He often says, I kind of love debt, and I get what he's saying from like a spending and development perspective, but unlimited debt cannot always be good forever and ever, amen. And I fear that he and Schumer agree that it is. And so I hope that that does not happen, because I do think, despite the fact that we come up against these cliffs and it feels like a very irresponsible way to govern because it is, not having a cliff, I think, would be more irresponsible than actually dealing with the cliff.
Yeah, and Mary Catherine, I think that, and you can disagree with me, Trump supporters, for the most part, though, I've gotten the vibe, are okay with President Trump working with Schumer and Pelosi because the Republicans don't.
Yes. Okay. So, I think that is what is going on here. A lot of this is fueled by, and rightly so, the fact that they couldn't get their act together on Obamacare, which they've been, you know, promising replace and repeal for 7 years. Now, that is partly because spending fake money is easier than replacing and repealing Obamacare, right? Like, that's a really tough thing to do legislatively. But look, they didn't deliver. And Trump respects people who deliver. I think that's why he's more mad at McConnell than Ryan sometimes, because Ryan actually got something through the House. But yeah, I do think I'm a little surprised by how much people are okay with working with Schumer and Pelosi, of all people, as long as McConnell and Ryan are the ones who are kind of on the other side of the equation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we've seen even Paul Ryan is sort of giving up a lot of territory on the leverage that they get out of this Dream Act deal. He's just saying that he wants wall funding. Immigration hawks want a lot more than that in exchange for a Dream Act coming through. So we'll see what happens there. But right now, the Republicans are just not in a good position, and the president clearly giving them some passive-aggressive punishment.
He knows it. He knows they'll just take it, right? That's what will happen.
Yeah. You had Paul Ryan basically speaking well of the president last night in that Martha McCallum interview, saying out loud, he was like, yeah, the president just wanted to clear the deck so we could pursue his agenda, not creating much separation. I want to ask you about something that you've been involved with for a while. You're on the board of the Travis Manion Foundation, which is a nonprofit that does work with returning vets and the families of the fallen, and each year hosts a 9/11 run, correct?
Yeah, it's called the 9/11 Heroes Run. We have them all over the nation and all over the world, actually. There's a bunch on bases throughout the world. And it's just a 5K. It's a community 5K where, you know, first responders and families of service members all get together with just us regular civilians and do a 5K. And it's a really great moment to come together and remember those who serve, remember those who are first responders, especially while these hurricanes are bearing down on everybody and people are still recuperating in Houston. By the way, the Houston 9/11 run, these guys are stout, just postponed until November. They're like, we're still going to do it. But you can sign up for these all over the nation if you go to 911heroesrun.com and find one near you. There's one in Alexandria, there's one in Annapolis, and there's one in Baltimore near us. And they're really a blast, and you'll get to meet a bunch of cool people who do a bunch of great things for this country and have a nice little fun run and get some exercise.
Well, you know, Vince is a big runner, so I was going to sign him up to run in the one in Alexandria at 9 a.m., and then I was going to sign him up to follow that up with the one in Annapolis at 2 o'clock.
You can make that drive.
I think you're confusing running with me pacing around the studio. It's not, that's a different thing.
You are a pacer. You truly are. How did this run start? And it's grown so huge. How did it start?
Yeah. It started out, so when Travis Manion, he was a Marine, graduated from the Naval Academy. He was killed in action in Iraq in 2007. And his family and friends just sort of spontaneously created this foundation because they wanted to run the Marine Corps Marathon together. And Travis was signed up to run it with his father and, of course, could not do it because he died in April of that year. So his father ran it in his memory, and they gathered 200 people to run it as well. And so it's just been, running has become sort of a way of honoring those folks and remembering those folks and all the sacrifices they've made. And so since the marathon is not a real entry-level sport, we decided to bump it down to the 5K so that people can get really involved and get connected with those who serve and who do great things for their community. And it's a ton of fun. There's a lot this weekend and some even next weekend as well. So just check that 911heroesrun.com and you can find one near you.
Yeah, too. Speaking of ones near you, there's one in Alexandria on Saturday, September 9th at 9 a.m., as you were saying, Mary, and then, of course, in Annapolis on Sunday at 2. So you'll have a chance to sign up there. And there's funding involved here, money moving around, right? And where does it go?
Yeah, so the money goes part to the Travis Manion Foundation, which serves families of the fallen, like you said, and character and leadership programs across the country for young people. And then some of it also goes to a partner organization that helps organize the run on the ground in those communities, because it really is awesome to have those groups who do work in the community involved as well. And they're so close to the ground and they know exactly what people need. So we partner with them in each of the cities.
Very cool. Yeah, you've had some big names run with you guys, and it's a neat event and for a very good cause. And Mary Catherine, thank you for leading the charge on it.
Thanks so much, man.
Glad to have you here, and we'll have you back soon. 8:15 here on WMAL. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hiddy Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, it's been busy for many this morning. Outer loop of the Maryland Beltway, what we're dealing with now. A stalled car that's in the backups, outer loop near New Hampshire Avenue. So do watch in that stretch. That delay takes you around to 270. Earlier problems near Old Georgetown Road resolved, finally. On 270 southbound, we're pushing slow here as you make your travels up. First through Urbana and Hyattstown, briefly in Germantown and Gaithersburg, off and on down to the lane divide. Virginia, it's a slow go on the George Washington Parkway south of 123, southbound side, and then northbound as you approach the exit for Spout Run. On the Key Bridge, heavy, had a report of a crash there, so crews are on their way to check it out for you. Southeast, southwest freeway, each direction below speed, but it's just been about the volume there. Now, if you use South Capitol Street, crews are still dealing with the crash at Atlantic Street, so pushing northbound side, if you can try to avoid that because you're in that stop and go past Chesapeake on up through to that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds. High near 75 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 57. And then this weekend is going to be awesome. Plenty of sun, highs in the low 70s and lows in the mid 50s. Sunday, mainly sunny, highs in the low 70s and lows in the upper 50s. Right now in the nation's capital, 59 degrees, 8:16 on WMAL.
This Labor Day, save up to 70% at Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, where you can save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic purchases, plus an additional $300 in Mattress Warehouse instant savings. Visit sleephappens.com today.
Okay, I'm going to throw this one out to my Catholics. I want to know what you think of this. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Steve Bannon, sitting down with CBS, he's about to have a 60 Minutes interview here this weekend, but we've already gotten some of the clips out. And yesterday, the big one that was making waves was that Steve Bannon, the former White House advisor, going back to Breitbart, was talking about the Catholic Church and illegal immigrants and sort of what their view is on all of this. Let's listen to his conversation with Charlie Rose.
Can I remind you, a good Catholic, that Cardinal Dolan is opposed to what's happening with DACA? Cardinal Dolan.
The Catholic Church has been terrible about this.
Okay, fair.
The bishops have been terrible about this. By the way, you know why? You know why? Because unable to really to come to grips with the problems in the church, they need illegal aliens. They need illegal aliens to fill the churches. It's obvious on the face of it. That's what the entire Catholic bishops condemning. They have an economic interest. They have an economic interest in unlimited immigration, unlimited illegal immigration. As much as
boy, that's a tough thing to say about your church.
As much as I respect Cardinal Dolan and the bishops on doctrine, this is not doctrine. This is not doctrine at all. I totally respect the Pope, and I totally respect the Catholic bishops and cardinals on doctrine. This is not about doctrine. This is about the sovereignty of a nation. And in that regard, they're just another guy with an opinion.
Just another guy with an opinion. So he's making some division here between the Catholic Church, saying he's in favor of where they are on doctrine, but saying they're completely wrong on illegal immigrants, and they're just trying to fill seats in churches. What do you make of all this? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL, or tweet us at WMALDC.
It's Catholic bashing is just so fashionable. It drives me crazy. It just does. Do they ever ask Muslims how they reconcile their faith with certain laws? No, they don't. They only go after Catholics.
You're talking about Charlie Rose's question here.
Yes, Charlie Rose's question. Why would you even ask that question? It drives me nuts. So once I get past that, if I were Steve Bannon, I wouldn't have answered the question. I just would have said to him, yeah, how many other people do you ask this question to? That part of it.
That part's great because, you know, like I should mention, Larry O'Connor flipped this on its head, too, what you were just saying. And was saying, when was the last time a reporter asked a Democrat how they reconcile their views on abortion with the Catholic Church?
Exactly.
I mean, you don't see that often, and if at all.
Well, that's more of a targeting towards conservatives and Republicans, but I don't like the targeting of Catholics when it comes to Catholic. Being Catholic, it's very trendy to Catholic bash, and it's been very trendy to Catholic bash for about 10 years now. It's an in thing to do. So if I were Bannon, I would not have have answered the question. I do think, though, that he's right when he says that the Catholic Church, and this is something, this is a conversation Catholics should be having, not Charlie Rose, not in the media. This is something that people who are Catholics and go to church, this is the conversation they should be having as to why the Catholic Church is behind this. Why do they advocate for this? We left a church, our closer church, and went to another one because our priest would talk about this stuff from the pulpit. And I was like, I'm out, dude. See ya. Disagree. Right. Went to another church.
Right. Yeah, I think so, there's a difference between what the Catholic Church's focus is, of course, and then, like, say, a sovereign government, obviously. So the church has a global flock. Of course they're interested in saving souls globally. Meanwhile, a sovereign government has a responsibility to, you know, sort of maintain borders and keep civil society in order. So they're kind of conflicting goals here. We've always kind of acknowledged them. But occasionally when the church starts saying, hey, that charity should come from the government, I think that leaves a lot of Catholics going, well, you know, actually, the charity side of it, that can be handled by individuals. That's sort of the point.
But it's not just the Catholic faith that advocates for illegals in this global society. There are many, many Christian denominations that absolutely say we have to take these people in and the whole sob story, the whole bit. It's not just Catholics.
All right, well, let's check in with some calls here. Alan's in Southern Maryland now and says he agrees with Bannon. Alan, why?
I do work. I do some work for Catholic Charity Facilities, and I'm in the other room, and they have a board meeting with their charts up, and I'm overhearing conversations. And this facility in particular takes care of mentally ill patients. They manage their money. Their checks go to them, and they have to come in every month, and they allot them the amount of money that they seem sit that they, you know, they need, and they do the housing. So I hear how they have to increase and reach out, and it's all about the money. I overhear how.
But what does it have to do with open borders, Alan?
Funding, and it's a racket in the business, and I hate to say that, but it is true what he's saying.
But what does that have to do with open borders, though? I mean, if you're saying they obviously need money to run a charity, but what does that have to do with illegal immigrants? Do you hear that?
The place, yes, and it is reaching out to. I've heard of CASA de Maryland mentioned. They're always in there at the board meeting. They're hand in hand, and it's about a lot of illegal immigrants.
Okay, all right. Well,
what does that have to do with why?
We've got we'll check in with you. We've got a lot of calls on this. We'll be right back on at 8:22 here on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart, and I've got a number of free seminars coming up to be held at the North Bethesda Marriott and the Tysons Corner Marriott in October and November. You'll hear how to get your house ready to sell for top dollar, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and when is the best time to put your house on the market. And I'm inviting you to attend free, but space is limited. So go to my website at ericstewartgroup.com, and right at the top of the page, you'll see a registration link. You can register now and get your spot reserved. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health.
the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
It's fall. Time to get focused, gear up, and get ready. Come to Cabela's Hunting Sale and find great deals on the latest hunting gear and apparel. Save 25% on all in-stock Federal Premium Rifle Ammo. And get $150 off of Vortex Viper HSLR4 16x44 BDC 30mm Rifle Scope. Now only $399.99. Plus $20 off a Centerpoint Sniper 370 Camo Crossbow Package. Fall is here, so don't miss Cabela's Hunting Sale. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
825 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
An update now sponsored by Spot Hero. What's going on 66 westbound? Well, it's the crash westbound after the Beltway. You come up to Nutley Street along the right side. Fire and rescue units there. Watch as you come off of the merge from the Beltway and also from inside the Beltway, 66 west after Route 7. You'll encounter those unusual backups. Now you're in the know. On the eastbound side into that sun glare this morning, still heavy in Centerville, then pretty much from just after the Fairfax County Parkway to the Beltway, slow. Now in the Tysons area on Gallows Road, northbound Gallows Road at Old Courthouse Road for the crash. That's before you get to Route 7, so watch for heavier than normal delays. 270 south of Middlebrook Road, we had the crash. Watch for volume there. On 370, been watching that closely. We have unusual heavy volume. 370 westbound over to 270. Crews say they're not working any reported incidents there. Beltway lanes open at Old Georgetown Road. Delays from College Park now around toward Georgia Avenue. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A run mainly clear sky across town through the morning hours. May see a few clouds mix in this afternoon with our blue sky. Very pleasant at about 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
They need illegal aliens. They need illegal aliens to fill the churches. It's obvious on the face of it. That's what the entire Catholic bishop's condemning. They have an economic interest.
All right, there's Steve Bannon saying the church has an economic interest because Cardinal Dolan was pleased with DACA, an economic interest in putting illegal immigrants in the churches here. Let's go to Bob in Hyattsville up next here on Mornings on the Mall. Bob, good morning, sir.
Good morning, folks. I just wanted to say that open borders is absolutely not in keeping with Catholic doctrine.
That's true.
Catholic doctrine... It stipulates that the sovereign laws of the nations are to be upheld, and obviously open borders is not in keeping with the sovereignty of our nation. However, that said, the Catholic Church has benefited from a huge influx of Catholics from Latin American countries. That's obviously true. And not only that, the Catholic charities that get involved in settling legal immigrants and involved with some illegal immigrants do get money from it. So churches do get attendees, and also Catholic charities do benefit financially. Right. However, bishops and priests who openly preach in support of unchecked immigration, illegal immigration,
yes,
you know, tantamount to open borders, that is absolutely not in keeping with what is officially Catholic.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, you're right. You're doing it in conflict with the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, which determined that in 2003 in a pastoral letter. They addressed this, saying that there are sovereign borders to countries and they should be enforced.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we had just had a very, very, very liberal priest, and we just had enough.
Let's go to Eileen, who's in Gainesville this morning. Eileen, good morning. You're up next here.
Good morning. I, as a practicing Catholic, do hear many homilies and talks about our openness to those coming into the country, and I totally agree that we have to be charitable people. But I have never, ever heard one homily or one talk about the obligation of people entering our country to obey its laws, to respect its people, and to understand a process to become a part of a sovereign nation. So the call to morality for me, I understand that I'm challenged to be a better person, but I never hear the challenge on the other side. Like, don't you have an obligation entering a country morally to obey its laws and respect its people?
Yes. Yeah. Good. Yep. Great points this morning. And by the way, Charlie Rose, again, as Larry said, not flipping this question on Democrats, not asking them why they're not living up to their Catholic like ideals or doctrine or anything else like that. This is just a question reserved for a Republican.
Absolutely. And Catholics.
All right. Coming up here on Mornings on the Mall, we've got a Brett Baer. We've got a Brett Baer coming by. Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel joins us to break down everything that's going down in politics. You're not going to want to miss that because that man has his finger on the pulse. 8:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Florida is about to get hit hard by Hurricane Irma. Meteorologist Chad Myers.
It is heading to Florida. It is going to make landfall in the Keys somewhere. Right now, it's over Crooked Island and the Turks and Caicos. Millibars of 925. That is a very deep and strong storm. This is not a Category 1. This is nothing to ride out and say, oh, it's just a blow. I will be fine. No, if you are in the Keys, you need to go. If you are in the lower elevations here of Miami-Dade, you need to go. You already have those mandatory evacuations.
The Senate, meanwhile, has passed emergency funding for hurricane relief in Texas, but it wasn't unanimous.
Senator John McCain is among the 17 Republican senators who voted no.
Attaching emergency funding for hurricane relief to a must-pass continuing resolution and debit limit increase is irresponsible and a dereliction of our most routine duties.
The spending package goes to the House. They'll have to act fast. An official told CNN on Thursday that the agency only has enough cash to get through Saturday. I'm Andrew Spencer.
A strong earthquake in southern Mexico has killed at least 5 people, including 2 children. Its epicenter about 100 miles west of Tapachula. The case of the Lyon sisters' disappearance is about to be officially closed. The suspect in their abductions and deaths, 60-year-old Lloyd Lee Welch, is reportedly going to plead guilty. His trial was to have begun next week. A Prince George's County man charged with killing his little sister and 2 young cousins has been ruled competent to stand trial. A judge last month ordered a psych evaluation for 25-year-old Antonio Williams. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,785, the Nasdaq at 6,398. Sports sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. The Nats beat the Phillies to cut their magic number to 4. The Orioles fall to the Yankees, and the Kansas City Chiefs stun the New England Patriots in Foxborough to open the NFL season. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This month, Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil is on sale for $5.59 a quart at any participating Napa Auto Parts store. Quality parts. Helpful people. That's Napa know-how. General States prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's Rankings of Advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked, awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, siree.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Chris Plant here. If you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to advance their left-wing agenda, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to mrcsticker.com right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is mrcsticker.com, and the bumper sticker is free. mrcsticker.com for your free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And still problems in downtown if you're used South Capitol Street right as you pass the Maryland DC line up ahead. Still with a lot of delays to get up to the intersection of Atlantic Street where crews are dealing with a crash. They've stopped the northbound side of traffic in that stretch. On DC 295 North near the Naval Research Lab volume. And again, as you approach the 11th Street Bridge, just typical slowdowns there. And southbound as you come off of 50 and the B-dub right at the exit to go onto New York Avenue. Just getting initial reports of a crash there. 66, an unusual westbound delay begins inside the Beltway out toward Nutley Street. That's due to the crash along the right side. So be prepared west on 66 for that stretch. Crossing the Legion Bridge, each direction, the volume. Interloop, Maryland, Bethesda stretch of the Beltway. That's stop and go. Heading toward Georgia Avenue, outer loop from Route 1 and around to Georgia, slowing. And then the pace is gradually improving from the earlier major problem gone now at Old Georgetown Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad over the next few days. We've got gorgeous weather taking us right through the upcoming weekend. Just a little cloud early, otherwise sunshine dominates through the day today, 76. Tonight, some clouds into the upper 50s. Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny, maybe a few clouds around, highs low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Warrenton, 53 in Damascus, 59 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and yes, it is Friday. Congratulations, you made it the whole week. And joining us right now is Brett Baer. He's anchor of special report for the Fox News Channel. You can see it weekdays at 6 o'clock. Brett, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
I want to talk to you about DACA, since that is very much in the news, and President Trump signaled support of DACA through a tweet. But a former U.S. CIS manager claims that there's no vetting of DACA applicants and that it's ripe with fraud. How can Republicans justify supporting a program that their base hates?
Well, I think the president is signaling that he's going to make a deal. And they're going to have to get something to get any of these on board beyond moderate Republicans. So we'll see what happens. Clearly, the signal is that something's coming before December with this deal.
You know, Brett, as I was watching this yesterday, we saw in the morning, Paul Ryan had an interview with the New York Times, that I think it was at the museum. And during that interview, he started basically describing what his terms were to reach a deal to pass some sort of Dream Act. And they consisted primarily of just border security. And I think for a lot of immigration hawks, people who are much stronger than this, they think that the president's got a lot more leverage than to simply get border security out of this. But as your view, do you have a sense that the Republicans are sort of establishing what their terms are already?
They are. I mean, listen, that deal the other day with the debt ceiling and Harvey funding and the continuing resolution, didn't help the Republicans' bargaining chips. In fact, gave Democrats a big bargaining chip come December, another kind of big fiscal cliff that can be tied to all kinds of things to make a deal the way Democrats would like to see it done. So I do think that they're limiting what they can do. Democrats are drawing the line at the border wall, funding the wall, but they are starting to talk about more border security. Remember, a lot of them voted for it in that comprehensive immigration bill.
Right, but they won't get those things that, say, Tom Cotton wants in the RAISE Act, which includes limiting chain migration, making E-Verify nationwide. So there are issues here that I think anti-immigration advocates want that they may not even get now because they seem to be being ruled out early. I want to ask you also about the relationship that the president has with Republicans. He had dinner last night with the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. The White House gave a pretty basic readout of it, suggesting that they just were talking about the agenda that's coming. How do you and how does your reporting at Fox assess what the relationship right now is like between the president, Mitch McConnell, and Paul Ryan?
Well, I don't know how the dinner went last night. I do know that the reaction after that meeting at the White House was a little surprise and shock. They felt blindsided. The Treasury Secretary and the OMB Director didn't know that the president was going to go for the first offer the 3 months that the Democrats put on the table. They wanted a debt ceiling that was covered much longer. Now, there's all kinds of reading into the tea leaves here, whether President Trump wanted to clear the decks for tax reform, wanted to change the environment, or whether he kind of just wanted to move forward and get Harvey funding and get a W and be liked by the Democrats. And the strategy part of it is really a question.
Brett, a poll that was recently taken found that the majority of Americans feel that it's time for new Republican leadership. Obviously, that feeling is stronger among Republicans. I'm not quite sure why they asked Democrats. Do you get that sense that there is a growing revolt and disgust with Congress?
Of course. Yeah, Congress is down by journalists on approval rating. Like 15%, I think we are, roughly. And I do think so. You listen to the Steve Bannon interview with Charlie Rose.
Yes.
And parts of it have been out, but it'll air on 60 Minutes. I mean, he rips more on Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and the Republican leadership than he does on Democrats. And by continuing to do that, while there may be a lot of merit in, you know, saying the problems with establishment Republicans, and they need pressure constantly to make them who you want them to be from a Trump administration perspective, the flip side of that is that they lose in 2018, and suddenly you're handing the gavels of the Senate Judiciary Committee and the House Judiciary Committee and all the committees to Democrats. And it'll be interesting to see if the Trump administration truly believes that that might be a better scenario for them.
But do they lose, or are they primaried and there is a better candidate who comes along?
Well, you split the Republican vote when you primary someone, and an incumbent has obviously inherent advantage, backing. So you divide the party, and then a Democrat sometimes can shoot the gap, even in a firm, strong Republican district.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll see what happens in Congress. I mean, Republicans still control the agenda, but it's going to be nice if he can get some Democratic support to help him with those votes, at least in the eyes of the president. I want to ask you about Hurricane Irma, which is barreling down on Florida. A lot of us have friends, family that go to Florida. I know you frequently visit the state. Can you tell me, can you give me any assessment about what you think of this hurricane approaching Florida now?
Yeah, from two perspectives. One is we do own a place in Naples, Florida. My mom lives down there full time. I got her out of there yesterday. And it's a scary prospect. I mean, I don't think Florida has seen a hurricane exactly like this ever. Andrew probably is closest, and that was devastating. The other perspective is that in the southeast, when at Fox News Channel, I covered 17 tropical storms, hurricanes and tropical storms throughout the southeast and South and Central America, and this is a big one. This is potentially really devastating. So when they say get out, people really need to get out. I've seen people stick around because they think it's not going to be as bad. This one looks like it's going to be as bad.
Disaster reporting, especially hurricane reporting, always seems so perilous because, you know, by design, you're supposed to be standing in the wind in front of the water. Have you been in a situation where you've encountered a Category 4 or Category 5 hurricane like the like this?
Yeah, close. Hugo, there were a couple others that came to this.
Yes.
These numbers and the gusts. And, you know, you're sitting there and it's blowing around and the stop sign flies by. And you have to be careful about what you're doing out there to show, you know, what's happening. It's easy coverage because you say, look over there, there goes that tree. I like to say that now we're covering a political hurricane in Washington.
Yeah. Can I just ask, is it exhilarating covering a hurricane that way?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, it really is. It looks sometimes stupid, but
yes.
the images really translate the storm. And believe it or not, there's a lot of safety involved. The cameraman's in the back of a truck. You get out of the storm right away. You just have to be careful.
Well, we're praying for safety all around because it looks like a big old hurricane is coming to Florida's way, and hope everybody's safe as it does. Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel, thanks as always for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
All right, have a good day.
Nice to talk to you. 8:45 now, which means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And I hope that the time means that traffic is gone, but it's not, because we're back in full swing here. We still have a lot of delays around the Beltway. Inner Loop, as you leave Springfield toward Annandale, had the crash. Right as you get up onto the Beltway, it's over to the shoulder, so that's looking a little bit better. 66 westbound direction as you come from Falls Church. Watch for delays outside the Beltway to Nutley Street for the crash. Looks like it's now confined to the shoulder there. Top side of the Maryland Beltway from 95 around to George Avenue, slowing. And it looks like we have work crews set up already on 355. You know, there's so much work going on down past NIH, and it looks like one lane is blocked near 410, the East-West Highway. So a little bit of a struggle, to say the least. And to the Wilson Bridge, we're still in those backups as you approach Route 5, but the crash along the way in the local lanes after 210 gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very good-looking forecast as we head on through the next couple of days. That does include the upcoming weekend. Nice dry drive in this morning. We backed off the breeze a little bit today. Lots of sunshine, some clouds, 76. Tonight, partial clouds, 57. Saturday, a few clouds around. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs over the weekend, cool in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently at Reagan National, 61 degrees, 8:46 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a zero-res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
Now, some people think that maybe I could just ignore Beyonce. Who cares? I'm not really into the whole pop thing.
Wait,
no.
Who dare to ignore Beyonce?
Well, I'm telling you, you shouldn't, because this woman gets people going on all sorts of things, not just her music, but the stuff she tries to do in her personal life will have deep ramifications for the entire country. And you might be wondering, well, what would those be? Well, apparently a couple years ago, she switched for 22 days to veganism. I don't know if you've been tracking
22
this.
Whole days?
She dabbled with it in December of 2013. And apparently the end result, according to the Daily Mail, is that research suggests that a trendy movement then exploded following her decision to switch to veganism, which is you don't eat any any animal-derived products. So she was a little less bootylicious for 22 days. She was veggie-licious at the time. And she decided to do that. And as a result, all sorts of people started jumping on board. So there you go. This researcher saying that this celebrity stuff has transformed veganism from a political moral movement to a diet for health and weight loss purposes.
Well, I thought, isn't that what the whole gluten-free diet is? I have a cousin who does that because she's sensitive. I'm like, no, you're not, but okay. And but she's losing all this weight. I'm losing all this weight. I'm like, yes, because look what you're eating now versus what you were eating before.
You're
of
not
course,
eating
you're
carbs.
Yeah, of course. That's why. You know, I have a brother who did. He didn't go vegan, but he was not eating meat. He stopped eating meat. All right, so he didn't go like totally
off the end.
Yeah.
All right. So, and I'll never forget, he would come to your house. He would come to our house. He'd bring his own food. So he wasn't high maintenance about the whole thing, which was great. We were out at an Oktoberfest. The whole family's there. And all of a sudden I look down and one of my wurst is gone. I'm like, where the hell? And he's there. I'm like, I thought you don't eat meat. He's like, yeah, I'm done with that. He had it. He did it for like a year, and he's like, yeah, I can't do that anymore.
Well, he made it longer than Beyonce.
He did make it. But vegan's a commitment. That's hard.
Yeah, I mean...
That's hard. No eggs.
She made it 22 days. So in another way, Beyonce is just like us, which is that she goes on a crash diet, and she bails on it after 22 days. So, you know, there's some hope. It's that Beyonce's human, people. No matter how many pictures of her dressed up like a religious figure you see, she can only go 22 days as a vegan.
Don't tell the boss that. Don't tell the boss that she is merely human.
Merely human.
Merely human, because he does not believe that. There's actually an altar in his office with a picture of Beyonce and candles lit underneath it the whole day.
It's really embarrassing when we catch him talking to it. It's so, yeah, so she's simply a demigod. She's not a fool. And anyway, 22 days on a diet like that led to a lot of Americans deciding to try it out. So pay attention to her. 850 on WMAL.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? I'm Dennis Black. 10 years ago, I developed a Texas-sized solution to America's health crisis. I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
It's shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Headed to the store today? Well, I'm going to teach you something about how to outsmart a savvy salesman. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. There are 6 so-called universal principles of influence that make you more likely to say yes to something. They were coined by Robert Cialdini, Professor Emeritus of Psychology and Marketing at ASU. You are more likely to buy something when you've received something first, like a free sample. Once you're hooked, you're more likely to follow through. You want what everyone else has and don't want to be left out. And that said, you're more likely to buy what an expert tells you to buy, just like you're more likely to buy something from someone who has complimented you. And if someone tells you that you can't have something, guess what? You're going to want it even more. Learn to spot all these little tricks, and then you can outsmart them. You can also harness them to your advantage to get what you want. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
My goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning. Oh.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately. correctly, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, been still the busy rush hour for many. Update is now sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. So here's what's going on in town east of Union Station. A lot of police activity and some closures are now in place. If you're in the area where Maryland Avenue, Massachusetts Avenue, 4th, 5th Street all come together around Staten Park, they have closures not only on 4th Street, but C Street. So that entire corridor you want to try to avoid. Again, Capitol Hill area east of Union Station. Around the Beltway we go. Still a lot of volume to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland. Out of Virginia, you're okay. Then Virginia in Annandale, slow. Tyson's to the Legion Bridge. Topside from College Park around to George Avenue, slowing. And Tyson still dealing with the crash at last check on Gallows Road. Northbound Gallows Road before you get to Route 7 at Old Courthouse Road under police direction. Suffering from knee or back pain? Call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad over the next few days. We've got gorgeous weather taking us right through the upcoming weekend. Just a little cloud early, otherwise sunshine dominates through the day today, 76. Tonight, some clouds into the upper 50s. Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny, maybe a few clouds around, highs low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, Reagan National, 61 degrees, 856 on WMAL.
I love recommending my realtor and friends, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and Dave and Sarah's home was listed with some other agent for over 200 days with no luck. Debbie and Sarah took over, and not only did they get it sold fast, but they sold it for $7,500 over the asking price. Looks like they made the right choice when they called the Reynolds team. Don't fool yourself. Not all real estate agents or the service they provide are created equal. Debbie and Sarah sell their homes three times faster and net their sellers nearly 6% more on average than the typical agent. Even better, if they can't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right, Debbie has the buyers. Call them today.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490. online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Winter is almost here, and you know you need to get a new roof soon. You're dragging your feet, asking around, not sure where to find a roofer who will do a good job at a good price. So you're looking for somebody who knows a guy. I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. In the last 14 years, we've done over 30,000 jobs. The odds are pretty good that you know someone who's gotten a roof from us. So you know what that makes me? That's right. I'm your guy. New Look Home Design does a great job at great prices. And right now we have a great offer. 50% off materials on all roofing through the end of September. Since I'm your guy, I'm going to shoot you straight. We do so many roofs, we strong arm awesome discounts from manufacturers. That's how I get you 50% off on all roofing materials. Give us a call at 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Tell them your guy Patrick sent you, and you'll save 50% off on all materials.
All right, so you're excited about the weekend, but after the weekend's over, we'll have a great Monday morning show for you. Trevor Maddich and Joe DeGeneva joining us Monday.
Hopefully, Trevor will have some good news from the Phillies game this weekend, and also Hurricane Irma update. We'll have that for you as well. And then, what is it, Wands after that?
Yep, and then there's Chris Plant.
Is there a hurricane coming?
I don't know if you've heard.
I haven't heard anything about that. I want to get into that and the big storm and what you think about all that. President Trump has taken to Twitter just in the last few minutes about the Republicans and Capitol Hill and all that good stuff, and plenty more. Steve Bannon, 60 Minutes. Listen here, you won't have to watch Sunday.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.